I guess we're all here except Representative Hands, and she'd probably be along in a moment. We're on the Senate floor right now. We may have to be pulled out to go vote, and we'll be right back, but that's the process, and I think, Leanne, you have the amendment. I have one amendment that basically changes the bill quite a little bit and just leaves one sentence for all intents and purposes in the bill. And at the end of the day, it basically says that if a county wants to deal with remainders in relation to subdivision review, they can in their subdivision regs. And it doesn't address exemptions. It doesn't address anything else that's in this bill. And so, but at the end of the day, it'll take a free conference committee, not a conference committee, to do it. So I guess I was just wanted to get some feeling from the House if something like that made any sense to them. And if it did, we'd convene a free conference committee to do it. So that's where we're at, committee. I just think the bill as it's currently drafted and as you amended it is still unworkable in a lot of ways, and I don't think we can get to a fix it that works at this point.
Mr. Chairman, would you give us some ideas about why you think the bill in front of us with the House amendments doesn't work?
Well, the planners have some problems with it as it's written. Some of the builders do too, in relationship to exemptions as they're treated now, don't have any restrictions on what the remaining piece of land from an exemption, whatever you want to call it, does not have restrictions on it. Under current law, under this bill, it would. How do you implement it from the county clerk and recorder's perspective? How do you tag the 18th month and decide whether a sale meets that or doesn't meet it? How do you keep track of that? There's just a lot of things that we thought of that we haven't thought of yet. I think in the interim we could study this issue if we wanted and get to a better resolution than this. Representative Disco.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't know the protocol for a conference committee for sure, but can I move to table this bill and we can look at it next session?
You certainly may. That's in our prerogative. I could ask Leanne what the proper motion is, but we can accomplish that in some fashion here.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think what would happen is just that the bill would just stay in the conference committee and not be reported out of the conference committee, and then would just die by virtue of not making it through the process.
Representative Disco, you can. I don't know if that takes a motion, or does it, Leanne?
I'm not sure if it takes a motion. It just would. This conference committee would just not report anything and be dissolved, and another one would not be appointed.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the desire of the House, that's okay with me. I just thought this other proposition does have some support amongst some of the advocates out there. But at the end of the day, I'm not married to this bill, and you know, we can look at it another day.
That's, I guess, Mr. Chairman, that would be my preference, is to either study this over the interim or meet with the players over the interim and come back next session with a better, more tweaked bill.
Do we have consensus about that? Do we need a vote on that?
I think, Mr. Chair, maybe a motion to just not report, not generate a conference committee report.
Mr. Chairman, could I make a motion then to not generate a conference committee report on Senate Bill 306?
Thank you, Representative Grisco. You've heard the motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let the record show that the House, with the exception of Representative Hands, voted aye. The Senate unanimously voted aye. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.